There was a point on Christmas Day that my nephew and his wife and kids had left the house, and my brother-in-law was somewhere else in the house, and there I was with just my three sisters and myself. And at this point in my life, there's very little that I need. I don't need to collect anything. The two rooms I have over in the seminary are too small for any big collections or more books or something else I have to pick up and dust. So just being with my sisters, or just being with my family in general, that's a real gift. I enjoy that very much. And I bet all of us over these last few days, as we celebrated our Lord's birthday, being together with family and friends, enjoying each other's company, sharing those stories that we tell over and over every time we get together, those become true treasures. The church during this holiday season is also having us focus on the family, the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. God always intended us to be family. God, our Father, we, his children. And when sin entered the world, that broke that relationship and caused alienation. With sending Jesus into our world, that alienation was bounded together and brought back to healing. Jesus began his journey just like everyone else in the human race, born in a family. As we call the Holy, we look at the Holy Family, it may look too intimidating, too distant, because of their lofty vocations. But being a Holy Family doesn't necessarily mean a perfect family, in the sense that they are freed from all kinds of adversity, disappointments, illness, or discouragement. We see at the very beginnings, Joseph, not finding a place for his wife, had to settle on a stable for her to have her son. When Herod was searching to destroy the child, Mary and Joseph had to flee in the middle of the night to protect the baby. Mary and Joseph had to face the anxiety of losing their son in a big city and wondering where he could be. And then there were the daily tasks: teaching Jesus, taking care of the housekeeping, cooking, paying the bills and the taxes, working hard every day, and sometimes wondering, is there a new job coming in for Joseph? Mary and Jesus had to face the death of Joseph, and Mary had to face the cruel death of her only son. When the angel came to Mary and Joseph and to each of their own annunciation, he didn't give them a blueprint on how their lives were to be met. But Mary and Joseph and Jesus each day faced all the challenges, the frustrations, and the blessings in prayer, in faith, and trust in God, and love and faith and trust in one another, with mutual respect and honor for each other. I feel very fortunate in my life as a priest because I have met many holy people and many holy families. I know not every family is perfect and everybody has their crosses to carry. But seeing people carry those crosses and experiencing the joys of family life in faith, going to Mass, praying the rosary, supporting and encouraging each other, offering consolation to a child who maybe was not picked for a sports team, or maybe being able to help another aging parent as they grow older in their years, facing the difficulty of death and illness. All of these things done together in family with God as the center makes it a whole lot easier in this life. Blessed Mother told Lucia, one of the seers of Fatima, that in the last days, the final battle will be for the family. Hollywood and our culture do not show respect to family life, to the sacrament of marriage, to gift of sexuality, and life itself. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph stand before us today to show us what is family life. For each of us, we may see the cobwebs of our life, our past lives, and the skeletons in the closets, but do not allow those things to hinder your faith and your relationship with God and your future. They do not determine who you are. You with the Lord by your side determine that. And even those past things in our life that we're not proud of, God can take care of that. and moving forward as family makes a whole lot of difference. May we show honor, love, and respect to God and to one another in our families, learning from him the dignity of human life and the beauty of family and the sacrament of marriage, and share that with each other as did Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.